Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I used to really look forward to this time. And now,
you
I'm just sad.
The diary with sadness.
It's yeah.
It feels a little bit like the end of your senior year, where like all senior year was great, and then you're like, This is it. This is
yeah.
It's
the whole time like this is it, and now it's like this is it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's settling.
This is not the last entry of the diary, but it's the second to last.
Yeah.
So pull up a chair, pull your car over, pop open your Chardonnay because
came back from my vacation early for this.
Did you catch up?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So she got to hear Croaky McGee trying to read yesterday.
That was rough.
You should really
pre-read the diary.
Oh, what
there were
a trooper,
so many texts being like, send her home.
So the entries, this is what sucks, is that like she's starting to really share genuine information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her life is not great, but really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's about to not.
I also agree with T-Hack and Erica that Mike, if I had to pick, it'd be Mike.
Yeah.
Between. So she is definitely juggling.
Is she still undecided?
I think she kind of hasn't really said anymore, but she's going to do this road trip.
Yeah.
Which was, it was fun. I did know this part was coming. I didn't know when it was coming, but like. To watch T-Hack's expression, I happen to be looking at him when you read the words.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see my friend Jenna in Denver. Like, T-Hack held his hand up and it was like,
yeah.
The hairs are just.
Yeah.
Because it's the moment you realize this whole time when she's like, I'm in a backyard barbecue, I'm like, she's in Highlands Ranch.
Right.
She's not.
Yeah. Which I feel like we should clarify because we were guessing. I said I think she's probably from New York.
We were very dumb. We did not pick up all the clues.
A lot of people are a lot smarter than us commenting on.
Oh.
Well, because here's what it was.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to drive all the way across the country to Denver. So I asked the question, is across the country mean coming from West Coast or East Coast? And you guys unanimously East.
Right.
But then she said, I think Colorado, I hope it's not cold and snowy. I think it just snows there all the time. If she's from New York, she wouldn't give a rat's butt about snow.
Is she a Cali girl?
Or is she like a Florida girl?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, that makes more sense to me. I did throw Florida out yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
I just don't picture her as Florida. But what else? Like, is she
Georgia? I mean, they were at the beach when they were playing volleyball.
No,
it was a house.
Oh, it was a backyard? Yeah. Why did I think it was a beach? Okay.
No, it was just like, I think.
It was like a Katie and Joe's house.
Yeah. Okay.
But that doesn't mean it wasn't a house on
near
the beach.
Near the beach or whatever. So
I don't know.
She's torn between two men and going to take a road trip to our fair city to try to figure it out.
And as of the September 4th entry, she hadn't mentioned Jake or Mike. So we don't know what happened.
Right. Here we go.
Are you ready?
I am.
September 9th. Wow, is this place pretty? It's bigger than I thought, and it's not in the mountains at all. I mean, they're nearby, and we went there yesterday. It was very scary. Thomas was driving, thank God, because we were literally on the side of a mountain. He's from here, so I guess it's no big deal to him. But I kept checking my seatbelt and holding on to what he called the oh bar thingy because there was nothing keeping us on the side of a mountain.
Oh man. You people who come to our state who think you're going to die on an overpass or like on a, what do you call those? Not an overpass. A pass.
Just a
mountain pass. Yeah.
I'm glad I came out though. Jenna and I have had some good talks and I've realized what a baby I am. I mean, there are homeless people everywhere here. Oh. And if the worst thing I have going on is having to decide between two people who love me, I'm doing pretty good. It still sucks, but I guess it could suck a whole lot more. That should make me feel better. And it sort of does, but it doesn't really change anything. I just wish I had a sign to tell me what to do. I'm imagining the craziest things, like going back and proposing to both and seeing who says yes. But it's not very romantic and I don't have the guts. And what if they both said yes? Maybe I'll do it anyway.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
All I really need in my life is some more drama, right? Ha ha. I'm so funny. Or maybe I'll just stay here and not go back. I could get a job here and the people seem nice. It snows here. Oh, it snows here, but it does that at home than to there. What? It snows here, but it does that at home than two there.
Okay.
That's literally what it says.
All right.
Or I could go to New York or LA. So she's not from either.
From New York. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still young and these are supposed to be my fun years, but I'm not really brave enough for that. So these are just silly. Really, what I've figured out is that I have no idea what I want out of life. But maybe I'm not supposed to know.
You're stopping?
I'm stopping and I'm upset because I can see the end.
Oof.
Oh. So the next entry's not long?
Not as long as that one.
Okay. And this is the thing that I know. What is the date of the next entry?
The same day. Again. Why do I feel so upset?
I know. Because you guys...
Why did you put us through this?
This is... Like, we had the idea the other day that we want you guys to write fan fiction.
Yeah.
When this is over, and we'll read some. We'll give you like a week or whatever to start submitting some stuff. Because it doesn't end. This isn't a book.
Right.
This isn't a story. This is somebody writing in their diary, and then she lost it. So this is girl interrupted.
She's never going to go back home. She loses it here, so we're never going to know.
Right. We don't necessarily know.
We might end up in the next century finding out who she's leaning towards, maybe, but.
Is she a psychopath with the whole, I'm going to go propose, like, girl,
I think she has a hard time thinking for herself.
Yet I don't know. I know I want to be with somebody for the rest of my life, so I'll ask two people, and whoever says yes, I'll be. It's like, that's not choosing for you. That's letting them choose for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or is that a weird, have you ever heard, like, flip a coin if you can't decide, because for that split second, you know which one you want.
You say heads is this one, and I want heads or whatever.
She knows Mike will say yes if she proposes. So is that like, oh, maybe I'll just ask them both to marry me and I know Mike will say yes and we'll see if Jake says yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up. One more diary entry tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.